It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Scott Tickey. He's the Bald Hill Dam Resource Manager with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Scott, thanks so much for joining us on the show today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Steve.
Now, I know that Ryan and I joke about ice safety, but we're actually not really joking. It's sort of tongue-in-cheek as we get into the early part of the ice fishing season, but you've got a few little tips and warning signs for us to watch out for in this early part of the ice fishing season, right, Scott?
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. Thanks again for having me. Every year, this time of year, we get new ice. The lakes freeze over. Last week, just basically a week ago, we had a lot of open water in Ashtabula. It kind of froze over last Friday, Saturday time frame. Finally, the entire lake froze over. But, you think about it, just a week ago, 7 days ago, 8 days ago, there was open water in Ashtabula. People are pushing, trying to get out and fish, and I'm right there with them. I want to get out and fish, too. But if you've watched in the news at all lately, you've seen there's been a couple accidents over in Minnesota. I think we had a 16-year-old girl go through the ice here just a few days ago. And we did have a fatality over in Minnesota as well. And then last season, if you remember, here just about a week from, about mid-December last year, we had a couple of ice fishermen up by Katie Olson's on the lake that were out on the ice, and the ice sheet broke off, and they were stranded out there. We had to have our fire department from Valley come out and rescue those guys off the ice. So we just want to stress some basic ice safety and some things to think about is that, minimum ice to really be safe to walk on is 4 inches. And, if you've got 4 inches, it might be 4 inches in one spot, but not everywhere, right? So we might want to go a little bit more than that. For our bigger side-by-sides, ATVs, you're probably looking at 7 to 8, 9 inches of ice minimum for those. And, you start thinking about fish houses and stuff, you probably want to be in that range before you think about putting a fish house out there. And then for our pickup trucks, you really want more than 12 inches of ice to be out there with the pickup truck. And we are not near there yet. I mean, I know some of the smaller lakes in the vicinity, they've been froze over for a couple weeks, and so their ice might be that 7, 8, 9 inches now, getting close to that. But like on Ashtabula down by the dam here and up by Sunstrom's, that ice is probably 4 inches, maybe 6 in a couple spots. There's also some spots that might be 1.5 inches or less, right? So we really want to be cautious before we go out on the ice right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, especially in the early part of the season before we have several days of really super sub-freezing temperatures. But then the temperatures seem to bounce back up into the 30s again, and so that's not a good ice maker, is it, Scott?
No, it's pretty typical in November, December. We'll have those days like for a couple days over the weekend, then colder next week again, and so kind of that up and down. So we make a little ice, but then we lose a little, and then we make a little more, and we lose a little. And really, until we get to the end of December, it just doesn't seem like we always get that really cold, solid, long-term cold snap that really makes the good ice, right? So, we're making ice, we've got some ice, but proceed with caution wherever you go.
That's always some good advice. Scott, Bean, we have you on the line. Anything else to add before we let you go?
I don't have a whole lot, Steve, but I think things are pretty good in our area. River flows are, we still have flow going through the river right now, too. So, we were dry all summer, but we had a fairly wet fall. And so we're still passing some of that water from this fall through here now. And, normally this time of year, we're down less than 200 cubic feet per second going through the river. And we're up around 250 CFS going through the river system right now. So, again, that river ice, it's going to be less because of the current under there. The bridge areas at the lake are going to be a little dangerous, too. So just be cautious because we do have elevated flows right now. So.
River ice never safe, just to be on the cautious side for river ice. Right, Scott?
You got that right.
Thank you for joining us on the show today, and let's all have a good, safe month ahead here, okay?
Hey, thanks a lot, Steve. You guys have a good, happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you and your family, too. There's Scott Tickey, the Bald Hill Dam Resource Manager, our guest on today's Voice of the Valley.